Yesterday we spoke about the first of the four kosot, the kos of Kiddush, and of course we have three more kosot. We have one at the end of Magid, one after Birkat HaMazon, and then one towards the end of the Seder after Hallel. So an interesting question that comes up is how many times do we say the Bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen on Leil HaSeder? Do we say it on all of the kosot or not? And this is a machloket in the Rishonim. According to the Rambam in Perek Chet of Hilchot Chametz Matzah, and this is also how the Rif paskens in Perek Arvei Pesachim, you say a bracha on each of the four kosot. You say the bracha Borei Pri HaGafen four times on Seder night. Why should that be? Why do I need to say a bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen on the second and the fourth kos? I understand why I need to say a bracha on the first kos, because I haven't had any wine to drink yet. And I understand why I need to say a bracha on the third kos, because I've just benched, which has brought my meal to an end. But why do I need to say a bracha, Borei Pri HaGafen, on the second kos, when in actual fact I said Borei Pri HaGafen and I haven't really done much in between? I'm sitting at the same table. I've poured my second kos straight after I drank the first kos. Why should I need to say a second bracha? So the Rif gives two reasons. One is because each kos is a mitzvah in its own right, and seeing as it's a mitzvah in its own right, it needs its own bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen. And secondly, because of the Haggadah is a hefsek. One's involved in the mitzvah of Magid, one shouldn't be speaking about other things. One's not allowed to drink wine during the middle of the Magid, so there's a period of time where I'm not allowed to drink wine, and therefore that counts as a hefsek, an interruption between the first bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen and the second kos, and therefore I need to say another bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen when I drink the same kos, and the same principle applies for the fourth kos as well. However, the Baal HaMa'or, in his commentary to Masechet Pesachim, and the Rosh in Perek Avi Pesachim Simon Kaf Dalad, they disagree, and they say that you say two brachot on Leil HaSeder, bracha on the first kos and a bracha on the third kos, but not on the second kos. And they dismiss the concerns of the Rif. They say just because each kos is its own mitzvah in its own right, that doesn't mean to say that one needs to say another Birkat Hanen in another bracha Borei Pri HaGafen. No, so it's a bracha mitzvah in its own right, but you can still use the same Borei Pri HaGafen that you used previously. And secondly, they hold that what's regarded as a hefsek, an interruption that necessitates another bracha rishona, that's when you've decided conclusively you're not going to have anything more to drink. That's when you do something which shows over and out. So Birkat HaMazon, even though you know that you're going to be drinking kos afterwards, but Birkat HaMazon is a way of saying that this meal is over. All the brachot I've said till now are done with, and therefore you say another bracha after Birkat HaMazon. But the fact that you just can't drink wine at a particular time doesn't mean to say that that's a hefsek as far as the bracha is concerned, and therefore, as I said, two brachot are sufficient. How do we pasken? So it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Ayin Dalet Seif Aleph paskens like the Mechaber in Taf Ayin Dalet Seif Aleph paskens like the Rosh, who says that you only have two brachot, whereas the Rama paskens like the Rambam, who says that you have four brachot. So it's interesting. Obviously, there are additional Rishonim on each side of the divide, but it's kind of interesting that the Sfardi Minhag in this regard is to follow the view of the Rosh, whereas the Ashkenazi Minhag in this regard is to follow the practice of the Rambam. Ad Kan.